Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now here at Schneider Super Studios in the Georgia World Congress Center here for covering Super Bowl 53 is the former Packers tight end, JerMichael Finley. How you doing, buddy?
I'm awesome, man. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. So give us an update as to what you got going on.
Oh, man, a lot, man. I got a gym opening now. It's called D1 Performance. Working with Pierce Sports Recovery also, spokesman of that. And just very content, man, living life.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Happy?
Very happy.
Every year we'll always get the question, can JerMichael Finley come back and play?
It looks good. I just look like this.
If a team would call you, would you want to go play again?
No, man, I wouldn't, man. Just because of where the game is going, especially with head trauma, and it's getting bigger, faster, stronger, and it's dangerous now, man.
Would you do it all over again?
I would do it all over again with a healthy neck.
Right. I know that.
Yeah, I would do it all over again. It's just I'll do it a little bit more different. I don't know if I would play so reckless.
Right.
I think I'll play more like a Jason Witten.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll run out of bounds, do a little quarterback slot.
Yeah. Sure. Hey, I understand. We all watch it, man. We watch the way you played. So. Packers still have not found a tight end, Jimmy Graham, on the backside of his career. Do you still pay attention as to what's going on in Green Bay?
I do, man, big time.
I watch your Twitter handle, so, I mean, for those that don't follow you, they should. But I watch you every now and then. You'll say something.
Oh, yeah, man. Just because I get tired of seeing the same – routine, the same, you know what I mean, consistent. You're bringing the same guys, just a different face. You know what
right.
I mean? I think now it's time to go get younger guys. I think it's time to go into the draft and get a tight end. You paid so much money for this guy, Jimmy Graham, and really didn't see no production. And you have a quarterback like number 12 that's back there. You got to take advantage of it. But I haven't seen one guy come in and take advantage of it besides Cook.
Cook,
I like Cook.
And he'll be on the open market.
Yes, I think we should go pursue him because you get a better guy for less money, too.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So the Packers have three different tight ends. Mercedes Lewis, more of a blocking tight end.
Evans
Kendricks. He had his drops issues, obviously. And then they had Jimmy Graham.
Right.
Really, the productivity out of that position never came.
Man, and like I said, you got three veterans.
Does that offense need a productive
tight end
to do it?
Absolutely. You got to stretch the middle of the field. You got to get that to get your running game going and to blow the top off of it, too. Also, same thing Jordy did when we played together. But, yeah, you got to have a guy to cover that middle of the field and to be able to block.
When you played, you go back to that year you guys run your run to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You guys, I don't think anybody realized how special that was. Some people say it was magic or luck or whatever, but you guys kind of really came into your own late in that season.
Yeah, I think just because of playing together, man, we was all brothers in there. And as I'm looking on the TV, man, I don't see teammates joining together and being teammates. Even the linemen, the running backs, everybody on that offense, we can joke with each other, go to dinner. And when we get to the locker room, we know it's all business, and we hug each other and make sure we go out to battle for each other.
Tell me about Aaron when you became frustrated and then he ended up sitting down with you and you guys were meeting.
Yeah.
This team's gotten a lot younger. Aaron doesn't get any younger.
Right.
The difference between the young guys and Aaron now is pretty distinct.
When it is.
23, 24-year-olds. So when he would sit down with you when you guys were kind of same age, face-to-face, so to speak, you looked at each other, and you guys did what?
So we used to meet every night before the game on Saturdays, probably 2 hours out the day that Saturday, and we really didn't even talk about football. We was talking more about family issues and family problems, and then we got to the end of our conclusion of our meeting, and it was more about now where we're going to be at on our routes. It was more then we got to football where we getting that chemistry down, and I just wanted to know what Aaron was thinking.
Right.
And once we done that, I probably had the best time of my career.
Once you figured out what he wanted and where he wanted you to go, could you do it with just a look? If he just pointed or he just kind of gave you a nod, you knew where to go?
Very, very much so, man. If he gave me a nod, we already knew what the nod was about.
How long did it take you to get to that point? Because they've got young wide receivers on this team, and then they've got Devontae and Geronimo now.
It took me three. three, four years to actual getting. You got to get in his head, and you got to get gain his trust, because especially he's an older guy, like wiser guy, and he knows what he wants. So it's going to be tough for the young guys.
Talking with JerMichael Finley, the former Packers tight end, who's representing PureSportsRecovery.com. You can find all the information right there. Let me back up. You talk about him being a smarter guy. Is Aaron Rodgers the smartest guy in the room?
He's a mastermind. He is very, very smart. He's more of a teacher. I think he's more of a teacher than a quarterback, because once he get in the game plan, he dissects the game plan like nothing other. That's why it's so easy when you see him on the field catching blitz and picking up things.
You saw Mike McCarthy gets jettisoned this year. He gets let go. Were you surprised at that?
I was surprised of the way they did it. I wasn't surprised that he was let go. I thought he should finish the season. He won a Super Bowl, very respectable coach. It's a player's coach for what I know. Yeah. And I thought that they should let him ride it out.
So Aaron now has to deal with a new coach.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being a young coach the same age as Aaron coming into the situation saying, I'm going to be your head coach? I mean, is he coachable? Does Aaron like to be coached?
At this moment, you just gave this guy $200 million. It's going to be very hard to coach a guy the same age. Pay scale is up here.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard to tell Aaron what to do.
But you saw behind closed doors in a practice. You know, if Mike came out and said something, or you had, say, Joe Philbin came out and said something, is he a coachable guy? Or
He's coachable to a point.
Yeah.
Once you try to overcoach him, that's when he's going to do his own thing. Like with McCarthy. McCarthy used to call a play. Aaron, you look at him, it's a whole different play.
Yeah.
We'll go to the game plan and was like, man, that wasn't the play called. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we like, we just ran to play that number 12 call.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a lot worse with the young guy and with the – where is Aaron's at in his career? He's a icon of the NFL.
So do you think this team gets better quickly, or do you think it's going to be –
It's going to be a process.
Process?
A long process.
Okay.
Just because you got a new coach, you have new faces this year. They're going to go into the open market, hopefully.
Yeah,
And I think it's gonna be a long road for the Packers to get back on top.
Talking with tight end of the Packers, former tight end of the Green Bay Packers, JerMichael Finley, joining us here on Radio Row. So you saw obviously Minnesota last year, Bears this past season.
Yeah,
you know, it seems like the NFC North is as competitive as it's ever been.
Yes, and that's why I say that you got the Bears with their quarterback who was a Pro Bowler this year.
Yeah,
you got a wounded Viking team that's going to come back with. Whew, hair on fire.
Right.
And you can't leave the lines out. They're so sporadic every year, so I don't know what they'll do. That's probably the only team I can see the Packers beating.
When you guys were together, and specifically going back to that Super Bowl run, you had depth on the offensive line, too.
Yeah.
Tauscher goes down. Brian Bulaga steps in.
You got Sitton.
Sitton over there. You had – I mean, you had plus Chad Clifton.
Nice.
Which on the left side. I mean, you had some beef up front.
You're right.
It all starts in the trenches, doesn't it?
It does, man. If you got someone that can protect you, especially the blind side of 12, it's all downhill from there, because he got time in the pocket to get the ball out.
Right.
And I didn't see that from him this year. He was running for his life.
Yeah.
First game, he tore his ankle or knee up or whatever he had wrong. So you got to get him some beef up front for the guy who can show you his skills.
Now, all the guys you've watched, all the quarterbacks, is Aaron Rodgers one of the top three quarterbacks you've ever seen?
He's one of the top three quarterbacks I've ever seen throw at the pigskin, hands down.
Just because his talent's crazy.
His talent is insane. It's just this year, you couldn't see it because of the pocket was collapsing so hard, and he only had one guy that was playing for him. That's number 17, Adams. So you got to get him some guy to throw, pass the ball to, and you got to give him protection all in one year.
Before we let you go, I want to talk to you a little bit about PureSportsRecovery.com, and obviously they helped you out a lot.
Yeah.
Throughout your afterlife, so to speak, after career. So tell a little bit about your recovery and where you're at now.
My recovery started off, it was very, very difficult. I had a buddy hit me up. It was like, Pure Sports Recovery is it's an awesome place. It's a great place to go to, you know what I mean, relax and get your mental aspect right. And went out there for the first time. I had little difficulties getting used to it, but over the time I got comfortable, and it was a place that I didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
And I tell guys, it's okay to say that you're not okay. You know what I mean? Because, in the NFL, myself, I was very, very, outspoken.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were.
Very outspoken. And, you know what I mean, now I'm more very content.
At peace.
Very at peace.
At peace. You seem a lot different than you were, say, 5 years ago when we saw you. I mean, you just do. You just seem like you're just happy to be walking around and hanging out.
I am, man. And like I said, Peer Sports Recovery helped me, man, more than I can say, man. And my thing about my guys in the lead, my peers now that's still in the lead, they're so afraid to go get help and tell people that I'm sick.
Right.
And what you got multiple guys that's in the lead that's, man, killing themselves daily.
PureSportsRecovery.com. That's where you can read more about it. J. Mike, it's always good to see you, my friend.
You too, man.
Always, pal.
Hey, good luck, too.
I'm glad. We'll see you here next year.
Yes, sir.
It's like Groundhog Day. All over
Deja vu.
There you have it. That's our buddy, Jermichael Finley, joining us for a couple of minutes here on Radio Row.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.